This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's coming up on 11 minutes after 6 on this Monday morning. Time now for part one of the Morning Ag Show. We join WSMI Ag Director Gabe Osborne.
Thank you, Randy, and good morning. Starting off with your grain futures from the close from last Friday, May corn fell 17.5 cents to 356.5. July corn also fell 17.5 cents to 366 and a quarter, and September corn is down 16 to 375. May soybeans were down 5 and a quarter to 884 and a quarter. July beans were down 5 and a quarter as well to 897 and 3 quarters. And August beans were down 5 cents to 904. Chicago wheat for May was down 6 and 3 quarters to 457 and 3 quarters. July wheat was down 7 to 463 and a half. And September wheat was down 7 and 3 quarters to 471. May soybean meal was steady at $306.50 a ton. July bean meal lost 20 cents down to $310 a ton. And August bean meal was down 20 cents as well to $311.50 per ton. Finally, soybean oil for May lost 27 cents to $28.36. July bean oil was down 27 cents as well to $28.69. And August bean oil was down 25 cents to $28.84. And now we'll move on to the Illinois Department of Agriculture in Springfield for last Friday's cash grain reports.
This is Friday's reported grain price and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower on Friday afternoon. This morning's USDA report had corn acreage up 4%, beating soybeans out of first place from last year at corn acres this year at 92.8 million acres. Soybean acreage is up 5% less. At 84.6 million acres, corn ending stocks as of March 1st were down 3% from last year at 8.605 billion bushels, and soybeans ending stocks were up 29% from last year at 2.716 billion bushels. And in northern Western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 15 to 17 cents at 310 to 339. Soybean bids were 1 to 6 lower at 795 to 838. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 18 cents at 323 to 339. Soybean bids were 6 cents lower at 808 to 848. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 17 cents at 319 to 350. Soybean bids were 2 cents lower at 816 to 847. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 5 cents lower at 846 to 861. Basis is steady at 38 under to 23 under the May. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $284.50 to $296.50 per ton, with basis unchanged to $2,200 to $10 under the May. Illinois corn processor case corn bids dropped 17 to 18 cents at $3.40 to $3.56, with basis steady to up one at $1,700 to $1 under the May. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted to produce the corn bids 13 to 15 cents lower at $3.45 to $3.53, with basis up 3 to 5 at $1,200. Four under the May. Soybeans ended down 5 to 7 cents at 822 to 839, with basis steady to down 2 at 62 under to 45 under the May. New crop wheat prices were down 7 cents at 434 to 459, with basis unchanged at 30 under to 5 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal levees placed their producer corn bids 15 to 16 cents lower at 365 to 366. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 2 to 3 cents. Quotations at 858 to 859. Soft wheat closed mostly 6 cents lower at 486 to 495. Milo ended the day down 17 cents at 377 to 385. Contract bids producers for October and November delivery corn in the northern part of the state at 329 to 355. Soybeans at 835 to 865. In the central part of the state, corn for October and November delivery at 340 to 355, soybeans at 855 to 879. And in the southern part of the state, corn for October and November delivery at 330 to 361, soybeans at 843 to 874, and June, July wheat at 434 to 467. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Moving on to your livestock futures from last Friday's close on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, April live cattle were down 82 cents to 125.70. June live cattle were down 62 cents to $119 per head. And August live cattle were down 82 cents to 115.67. April feeders were down 70 cents to 145.25. May feeders were down 90 cents to 148.77. And August feeders lost 60 cents to 156.25. Finally, lean hogs for April were down $1.50 to $77.37. May lean hogs lost $2.35 to $81.32. And June lean hogs were down $3.25 to $88.55. And now we'll move on to the Illinois and U.S. Departments of Agriculture in Springfield for last Friday's Cash Livestock Reports.
Thank you. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday afternoon's Livestock Report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Afternoon Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 48 cents lower in a range of $68 to $77.50 with the weighted average carcass price of $74.89. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sow prices are mostly steady with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 29 to 33, 4 to 500 pounds at 31 to 36, 5 to 600 pounds at 34 to 39, over 600 pounds at 38 to 43. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, prices for barrows and guts at the contrabang points were mostly $2 higher with good demand for moderate offerings ranging from 46 to 55. Receipts for Illinois barrows and gelts totaled 17,328. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at $126 to $128 and on a dress basis traded at $200 to $206. Heifers on a live basis traded at $126 to $127.50 and on a dress basis traded at $206. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 243.15 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $81.33, which is 12 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses are trading lower. Choice carcasses are $226.04, which is $1.40 lower, with select carcasses at $218.89, which is 63 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 106,000 compared to 113,000 for last week and 105,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 466,000 compared to 455,000 for last week and 417,000 for 1 year ago. Today we also have the Fairview Sale Barn Auction results. Total receipts of 1118 special unrestricted feeder cattle sales saw active trade with good demand. Feeder steers large 1-2, 1 head with a weight of 275 and a price of 151, 2 head with an average weight of 342 and an average price of 177.53, 12 head with an average weight of 424 and an average price of 183.86, 31 head with an average weight of 517 and an average price of 174.72, 67 head with an average weight of 623 and an average price of 171.23. 139 head with an average weight of 746 and an average price of 158.45. 97 head with an average weight of 811 and an average price of 140.51. 3 head with an average weight of 965 and an average price of 115.78. 1 head with a weight of 1015 and a price of 110. Feeder heifers large 1-2. 1 head with a weight of 180 and a price of 132.50. 1 head with a weight of 340 and a price of 130. 33 head with an average weight of 417 and an average price of 159.77. 50 head with an average weight of 533 and an average price of 154.23. 62 head with an average weight of 624 and an average price of 142.19. 16 head with an average weight of 738 and an average price of 131.51. 3 head with an average weight of 831 and an average price of 106. Feeder bulls large 1-2. 2 head with an average weight of 322 and an average price of 154.04. 13 head with an average weight of 439 and an average price of 157.01. 23 head with an average weight of 527 and an average price of 153.73. 6 head with an average weight of 624 and an average price of 135.69. 3 head with an average weight of 733 and an average price of 113.66. 1 head with a weight of 800 and a price of 105. That concludes our livestock report. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And that's all for part one of the Morning Ag Show, brought to you this morning by Farm Credit Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto of Litchfield. Part two of the Morning Ag Show is next. And once again, we join WSMI Ag Director Gabe Osborne.
Thank you, Randy. Billions in farm disaster aid, including for last month's historic flooding in the Midwest, could get bogged down in a dispute over disaster funding for Puerto Rico. A $13 billion Senate bill includes $5 billion for procedures net disaster losses for this year and last, along with several hundred million dollars for storm response, recovery, and better forecasting. But President Donald Trump objects to Puerto Rico hurricane aid Democrats are demanding, beyond $600 million in food assistance. Top Senate Appropriations Democrat Patrick Leahy.
The president's refusal to help Americans in Puerto Rico not only delays an important disaster bill that many other states are relying on to speed their recovery efforts, it discriminates against the over 3 million Americans who reside in Puerto Rico, and that's wrong.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Midwest farmers and ranchers need help now.
Flooding has repeatedly caused damage in my home state of Kentucky. And, of course, it's currently at major disaster levels in communities across the Midwest. Residents are wading through the wreckage of homes and businesses. Normal seems a long, long away.
American Farm Bureau's R.J. Kearney says Congress must act. The political pressure, including in key presidential election states like Iowa, is too great not to.
There is political pressure that these are livelihoods, these are farmers, ranchers, business owners, families that lost everything. And we're looking to have this package and this bill move forward and get this money flowing to these communities.
More votes on the Senate bill were expected this week and possibly next. Senate Democrats proposed passing a House-passed version or even a shell bill to set up negotiations with the House. The flooding in the Midwest has also impacted ethanol facilities, and they have reduced ethanol production by 13% in the United States. Plants in Nebraska, Iowa, South Dakota, and Missouri were forced to shut down or scale back production during and following the flooding. Rail lines are washed out, hampering the transportation of products to and from ethanol plants. Some have damaged facilities or soaked stored corn, and local roads need repair around the facility. The U.S. has some 200 ethanol plants capable of producing 1.06 million barrels per day and about 100,000 to 140,000 barrels per day of capacity has been taken offline due to the floods, according to Reuters. Nebraska officials say crop damage in the state will exceed $400 million. The flooding disaster comes as the industry is in the midst of low prices and demand falling for the first time in over 20 years. In other regional ag news, tar spot is a relatively new disease of corn in the Midwest. Todd Gleason has this preseason checklist for farmers, roughly speaking, north of Interstate 80.
Tar spot has been showing up on field corn in Iowa, Illinois, Michigan, Wisconsin, Indiana, Ohio, oh, and Florida, too, says University of Illinois Extension plant pathologist Nathan Klucheski.
That's where it's found right now. But in terms of severity, where we've seen it the most and where pressure is the highest, if you would take that kind of lower portion of Lake Michigan, that lower U portion, kind of draw a section around there. That's where it's the greatest severity right now. That's where we've had the most pressure.
Klucheski says this is because tar spot likes nighttime lows in the 70s and a whole lot of humidity. Here's a preseason checklist for farmers in these areas concerned about the disease.
We do know that hybrids have differing tolerance to this disease. They're all susceptible, but some are less susceptible than others. And if you can get information from your seed producers in terms of what their rankings are for their hybrids that they're selling and which ones are more susceptible versus less susceptible, go with something that's less susceptible if it fits your production needs.
Wisconsin Extension plant pathologist Damon Smith has a list of some corn hybrid tolerances to tar spot. That list can be found on the Badger Crop Doc website. The address is badgercropdoc.com. I'm Todd Gleason.
County Leader Week is this week, and it celebrates and helps develop Farm Bureau leaders at the county level. Elise Stoddard, AFBF Managing Director of Leadership Development, says the event helps leaders connect with others to expand their skills.
Farm Bureau leaders are community leaders, and oftentimes we're stretched thin with lots of other obligations and responsibilities. So County Leader Week is a great way to take bite-sized developments, 15 minutes to an hour each day, and just take some time for yourself to develop as a leader in Farm Bureau, but then also in turn affect positive change in your communities as well.
Stoddard says County Leader Week will feature Facebook events at 1 p.m. Eastern Time each day this week, covering a variety of topics on leadership.
The topics that we'll discuss next week range from governance, how to govern a county board effectively, to planning, how to get the most out of your planning schedule and program of activities, advocacy, which is all about policy development and advocating for those policies that Farm Bureau creates, and then also membership, which is pretty exciting.
In addition to Facebook interviews, there will be podcasts and other opportunities to connect with Farm Bureau leaders and staff from across the country. Stoddard encourages all county leaders to participate.
Whether you've been on a board for 2 weeks or 20 years, it's important to invest in your own development, and County Leader Week gives you the opportunity to do that through the comfort of your own home.
Find the County Leader Week schedule online at fb.org and tune in this week on AFBF's Facebook page. Moving on to state ag news, how high will they go? That's the question consumers are asking as gas prices at the pump are now averaging $2.83 a gallon in Illinois, up 10 cents from a week ago and 37 cents higher than 1 month ago. Harry Cooney is with Growmark, and he is the manager of Energy Customer Risk Management.
We're right in the seasonal time of the year for gasoline pump prices to go up. I mean, this happens nearly every year, and part of it is there's a winter grade of gas, and then there's a summer grade of gas, and it costs a little more to have the summer grade of gas. So there's some seasonality in play here that, to varying degrees, different years it goes up, but gasoline's had a pretty sharp run to the upside. It even outran diesel fuel. If you look at the June futures contracts, for example, gasoline has rallied about 20 cents faster on the upside than diesel fuel prices here over the past, I don't have it in front of me, but probably over the past 2 to 3 months, I would say. So it's definitely been a gasoline-led rally. Just in the past couple of days, gasoline prices have started to soften just a little bit in here, but my guess is that gas prices probably have a little more to go up.
Diesel fuel is averaging $2.91 a gallon in Illinois, the same as a week ago and only 4 cents higher compared to 1 month ago. Moving on with state news, we have the inventories for hogs and pigs for the state of Illinois. Inventory of all hogs and pigs as of March 1st was at 5.2 million head, down 2% from December 1st of 2018, and down 2% from last year as a whole. Breeding inventory sat at 560,000 head, and that was unchanged from the previous quarter, but was up 10,000 from last year. Market hog inventory was at 4.64 million head, and that was down 2% from last quarter and down 2% from last year as well. The December to February 2019 pig crop was at 2.82 million head. That was up 2% from 2018. Sows farrowing during this period totaled 265,000 head, up 5,000 from 1 year ago. The average pig save per litter was at 10.65 for the December to February period, compared with 10.6 last year. Continuing on with reports from the State Department of Agriculture, we have the Illinois Prospective Planting Report for this upcoming growing season. Corn growers intend to plant 11.2 million acres in 2019, which is up 2% from last year. Soybean planted area is expected to total 10.5 million acres, and that is down 3% from last year. Winter wheat area seeded last fall is estimated at 600,000 acres, the same as the previous year, Area planted to oats is expected to total 45,000 acres, up 13% from 2018. Producers intend to harvest 500,000 acres of all hay in 2019, and that is up 6% from last year. And in Illinois state grain stocks, corn stocks in all positions as of March 1st totaled 1.55 billion bushels, down 6% from March 1st of 2018. On-farm stocks totaled 740 million bushels, while off-farm stocks totaled 805 million bushels. From December of last year to February of this year, that indicated a disappearance of 527 million bushels of corn. Soybean stocks in all positions as of March 1st totaled 492 million bushels. That's up 31% from March of last year. On-farm stocks totaled 215 million bushels, while off-farm stocks totaled 277 million bushels. The December 2018 to February 2019 indicated a disappearance of 177 million bushels of soybeans. And finally, all wheat stocks on all positions as of March 1st totaled 26 million bushels, down 34% from March of last year. On-farm stocks totaled 1 million bushels, while off-farm stocks totaled 25 million bushels. The December 2018 through February 2019 has indicated disappearance of 9.04 million bushels of wheat. And remember, you can find all of these totals from the state of Illinois from the Department of Agriculture on the website at WSMIRadio.com. And finally, in other news from the Illinois Department of Agriculture, the Department of Ag is actively seeking individuals or families who are interested in starting their own gardens and learning more about the local food movement. The Illinois Department of Agriculture's community garden is located on the infield of the Illinois State Fair Grandstand Racetrack and features 200 garden plots. Of those plots, 100 are designated for organic gardening, and the remaining 100 plots are designed for non-organic gardeners. In addition, the Department of Ag is making room for additional plots for the 2019 season. The Community Garden Program provides gardening plots that are accessible, safe, and healthy for people of all ages, experiences, and backgrounds, says IDOA Acting Director John Sullivan. We are excited to expand the number of plots to allow even more residents to plant and harvest healthy, locally grown foods for themselves and their families. Each plot costs $20 and can be tilled for you at an additional $15. The Department of Ag will supply water, tools, and compost free of charge. Those interested in participating in the 2019 growing season are encouraged to fill out a garden application located on the IDOA website. Weather permitting, the community garden will open this Thursday, April 4th. If you'd like more information about this year's community garden, you can visit the Department of Agriculture's website or contact the Department of Agriculture at 217-785-5594. For this Monday morning, April 1st, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News.